Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman, Humboldt head cross country coach Joel Hoagland, and Humboldt head volleyball coach Carol Waldorf. The Humboldt football team fell in their Week 2 matchup 23-7 to the Clear Lake Lions at Mason Mock Field Friday night. I caught up with Elman after the loss on the team's performance.
I think the biggest takeaway is that, you know, I thought our kids played with a lot of fight all night long. That's something I take a ton of pride in what we do, you know, because it goes back to the old saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. And there's going to be times in football, life, whatever it is, that are tough. And, you know, for us to have that drive at the end, it kind of showed who we are. You know, I think another one that's frustrating, I get reflective a little bit, so to speak. And, you know, I know there was definitely some stuff I got to work on. So that's what film doesn't only help the kids learn and grow, it helps us as coaches and helps me learn and grow. And so, you know, just take a look at personnel and plays to fit our kids the best possible way we can, more than anything else. And so that's just the biggest thing I want to take a look at the film and see, and as we move and move on from this one and prepare for the next one, you know, we have to do everything we can to help these kids get ready. It's got to be a quick turnaround. And, you know, you talk to the kids after the game, and that's the biggest message, whether it's a win or a loss. And that's what we talked about on the radio last week, but, you know, being able to put that Spencer game behind us and get ready for the next one, and that's what we got to do again, whether it's win or loss. And we win with pride and we lose with pride, and we do everything right, and, you know, hold our heads high no matter what. And if we can do those things, we're gonna prepare ourselves for whatever comes next.
Offense, it was stalling there to begin the game, but then Zane McIntyre, that interception spurred this offense, and then to take the 7-6 lead into the locker room. What were the thoughts at halftime with the way this game was going early?
You know, I really liked where we were at halftime. I thought our kids communicated what was going on the field really, really well. I think the biggest thing that you know, I think we're going to see on film is just finishing things, finishing blocks, finishing runs, you know, finishing whatever we can, finishing a tackle. Everything we do, we've got to make sure we finish the play, make sure the whistle's blown one side or the other. And that's I think what we're going to see on film is that we were so close multiple times. We just got strained a little bit longer. And again, it goes back to what I said earlier. If we do those things the right way and we learn the right way, we're going to be fine down the stretch. I like where we're at. And like I said, I like how we finished too today, how we finished the fight at the end of the game and put together a really nice drive. Just didn't finish the drive. So as we move on from it, I think, again, we got to see that on film, and us as coaches got to say, hey, we did this wrong, we got to fix that. And then we got to help the kids see what they can do to be better next time as well.
On the defensive side, Cale Donahue flying around the field again, had double-digit tackles in game one. What are you seeing from a senior leader like Cale Donahue on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, Cale is a kid on both sides of the ball. You know, he challenges his teammates in a positive way. He pumps up his teammates in a positive way. Everything he does is to promote this team, and that's what I love about him, and that's why we coach him extremely hard, because we know that, number one, he can take it, and number two, he's going to help get his teammates in a position to be successful. Cale is a tremendous leader. You know, if I look back on my time, I think he's one of those, you know, he's going to be right up there in the top of leaders that we've had here at Humboldt, captains that we've had here at Humboldt, and he just makes this team better week in and week out.
A few of the turnovers second half, to see the drive they put together towards the end of the game, how big was that to see them flush that and be able to put together a drive like that?
Yeah, and to get a score there, that's a huge thing, and that's proving that you're going to fight no matter what. And, you know, if we finish with a score, it's obviously bigger. But, again, I felt like our kids did not get flustered, did not get, you know, didn't get the butterflies, didn't get the, well, we're going to lose anyway mentality. They went out there and they fought again.
Message post-game, you know, after a tough loss like this to a conference rival before you have to go on the road, not one but back-to-back weeks now.
You know, you go enjoy time with each other. You know, I told them, challenge them, like, hey, if you're not going to the Iowa State game tomorrow, hang out with your friends. You know, watch football together. Go watch the game. Go to someone's house. Hang out. Talk. Enjoy being around each other, because you do only get so much time together, and you have to love the heck out of those moments that aren't in football practice, that aren't in school, because those are the moments that are just going to bring you together even more and you know, help you in those moments that are tough.
You're going to be on the road back-to-back weeks. What is practice going to look like to help prepare this team as now you go into the last couple of non-district games here with a couple of road tests?
You know, the biggest thing, Matt, routine is my friend. I love routine. we don't change what we do in practice. You know, we definitely, you know, adjust the timing in practice a little bit, but we don't change what we do. On Monday, we're going to watch film. On Tuesday, we're going to have a tackling circuit, and we're going to have individual, and we're going to walk through things and have some team period, and we're going to work to get better. We're going to talk about the things that we saw on film that we screwed up as coaches, and we need to do a better job for the kids, and we're going to talk about, you know, if there's any new plays or anything like that that we need to put in. And we just got to help the kids get in a position to be successful, and then it's just tackling it the rest of the week, you know, and making sure you go out and everything you do is fast. And I felt like our kids practiced really hard this week. They had a great week of practice, you know, and I think that's a testament to our assistant coaches who do a great job setting up all the things that they run in the individual periods. I think we run a really good team period because our kids, you know, are used to playing fast. We're running it no huddle on offense, and we're making sure that if we want adjustments, we pull kids out and talk to them, as opposed to, you know, stopping a drill or anything like that. And our defensive coaches put together a tremendous game plan. I'm so thankful, you know, just thinking it off the top of my head, but just so thankful for the guys that I work with every day. You know, the more football I get with them, the better, because I just feel like I get become such a better person when I'm around those guys as coaches.
Now you're going to face a foe you haven't played in quite a few years, Carroll, heading down to the Tigers. Early thoughts on taking this season now on the road, starting with Carroll next week?
You know, it's going to be weird. You know, I don't know that I've ever had two home games to start a season, so to go on the road for 2 weeks is different, you know, but we just have to go out and prepare, and know the mental side of the game is super important. So on Monday when we're in film, we got to do a tremendous job of learning and growing. And then our JV kids will go to Clear Lake, and JV and freshman teams will both go to Clear Lake. And that'll be, you know, that'll be an opportunity for them to go kind of show what they can do, so to speak. And then what I think is great, though, is that those JV kids, no matter what, I think, and that's one of the pride of our program, is on Tuesday you show up, you practice. And it can be tough. You know, when you play a Monday game, it's tough to come to practice on a Tuesday. But I do think that our kids handle that well, you know, week in, week out, year in and year out. We've got a tremendous group of JV kids that come, and then they show up on Tuesday, and they run the scout team, and they just work their tails off to do everything they can to help the varsity get better. And I think that that's a testament to our program, because every one of our varsity guys, at some point, that was them. And they build and they help the team every single week, and then when it's their turn, they return the favor and know what it's like to have to help those young kids learn the game of football and get better and be a great teammate.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking some time here to join us. I want to wish you best of luck next week as we head down to Carroll.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for all you do, and thanks, fans, for being here for us tonight. Proud to be a Wildcat. Go Cats.
The Humboldt boys and girls cross-country teams are 2 weeks into the season with meets at Maine's Grove, hosted by Iowa Falls Alden, and at Lynx Golf Course in Webster City. I sat down with Hoagland on the team's performances through the first two meets of the year.
I like the Iowa Falls meet, that it's the first meet of the year. Everyone gets to toe the line at the same time. There's no JV, no varsity, so everyone just gets to run together. I was really impressed with how competitive our kids were for the first time out. Bryn, the two Fisher girls, they just really had the hammer down the whole time, pressing the gas pedal, never letting the ladies around them get comfortable at any point. And then Henry had the same thing on the guy's side. He just was really attacking the whole way, had a huge last mile and a half, ran down, I don't even know how many guys there, probably 6-7, maybe 8 guys in the last mile to finish third. It was just a really good meet to start the year off, and I mean a perfect weather night, which we haven't had here in the last couple of years.
Going into that second meet earlier this week at Webster City, girls with another good performance as well, boys with Henry Kramer leading the charge as well. Just thoughts on that second meet at Webster City for both the boys and girls teams.
There was a lot of competition there at Webster City, a lot of big schools, Gilbert, Ballard coming down, so teams that we'll see later on in the year could be at our district meet, and then at the state meet for those who are able to get to run there. So it's just a good test for us again. Bryn just went out and attacked the entire race. I think she led that race by 12, 15 seconds from the first half mile in, and just made that Gilbert girl chase her the whole way, and she just never let that gap close. And then the Fisher twins again just rolled. Same with Henry. He got out. The Gilbert guys are incredible. They're ranked number one for a reason, and it just gave him competition to get out with and pull him along, and he finally broke that 18-minute barrier, got into the 17-minute club. But really, both sides all across the board. We saw minutes of improvement from last year. And that just speaks to the amount they're working in practice. And then as they're translating that into the meets and just coming out and competing and wanting to see themselves do well.
What has been the message here early through the season? First two meets are completed as the programs continue to progress here into September.
The big thing I've just been continuing to tell them is the work they put in will be seen on the course. You're going to get out what you put in. So the work you put in now at the end of the year, you're going to get to reap all of the rewards of the sweat and the pain that we're going through right now in practice.
Where would you say the teams are here through the first 2 weeks of the season?
I think they're right where I wanted to see them. They're working hard. Girls are really starting to show out at the meet. The guys are showing that consistent progress. They're putting in all the work I'm asking them to do. They're not taking any shortcuts. They're doing everything asked.
And then finally, Coach, busy week next week for your teams as they're going to have not one but two meets. Just thoughts going in first to the Estherville meet and then later on in the week as well.
That Estherville meet last year, I was just looking through the results today. It's a little bit of a smaller meet. That's, again, all the JV and varsity are on the line together. There's about 80 to 90 kids in each race, so it's a good meet for them to go out and compete with their teammates and compete with other people. And then we got into that meet in Ridgeview this year, and this is a meet I've kind of wanted to run in for a long time. It's kind of becoming like the Northwest Iowa State meet. There's a lot of good competition, two-class meet. We're going to be running against the Sioux City North, East, the Sergeant Bluffs of the world. I was just looking today. There's a couple ranked team, 5-6 ranked girls, and then same on the guys' side, a few ranked teams and a lot of ranked individuals. So it'll just be a good meet for us to see where we stack up against the who's who's of Northwest Iowa.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time to join us and want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming week.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Go Cats.
The Humboldt volleyball team is currently 3-1 overall and 1-0 in North Central Conference play after their quad at Southeast Polk and conference opener against Clear Lake. I caught up with Waldorf this week to discuss the volleyball program's start to the season.
It's a great tournament to start with, just playing three pretty talented teams right off the bat. It really tested where we stood. We had some really good moments, and then we had some moments where we definitely know that we need to work, on some different things. But it was nice opening the night with Indianola. They're historically a great team, and we took the first set pretty easily, and then we actually got down in the second set 13-23 and then maybe 17-24, and we ended up coming back and actually taking that set. So I thought that was just awesome to see right off the bat, very first game. And I think just going in there prepared with some of the scrimmages that we did helped us compete. But just being able to see some of that grit in the girls and knowing that they want it, they want to win. So it was fun. Overall, it was a really good night. I thought it was great walking out of there 2-1. Obviously, we dropped to Norwalk. They're a great team. I think they're rated 4th or 5th in 4A right now. So I think we could have played, them a little tougher. So it's nice to see that. It gives hope that we can compete with some of those top level teams. So
you open up the NCC with Clear Lake and a dominating performance, especially in sets 1 and 3. Thoughts on that matchup against the Clear Lake Lions?
Yeah, it was a great, great night to start the conference play and come out of there with a win. And honestly, we just went in and we just played a really clean game of volleyball. We passed well. Addy ran the offense really well, being able to just kind of put the ball where needed. All of our hitters did a fantastic job. Mia Schluter and Jazzy Dodd on the outside really terminated the ball, and it was nice to see. I honestly hadn't seen them swing as well as they have yet all season, so being able to see that. Our middles, we were able to run our middles a lot because our passing was good. So Adeline and Olivia Goodell had an outstanding game, and Kendall Works, she hit and served great. It was fun. It was a really fun night to see them. And I think it was just a confidence builder for them to know that they can play. And it was nice that they, held their level the whole time and didn't let up.
And Coach, now 2 weeks into the season, your team's sitting at 3-1 on the year. Where would you say this team is in their progress here early in the season?
I think we're starting out strong. I think overall we're doing things well. I do think we have a lot to still work on. So that's really good for me to see that. It actually makes me happy that we have a lot of progress to still make. We just sometimes get into the, play, like seeing what we've done so far this season. We we will get into some streaks of errors. And so we just need to limit those. And so knowing that they're making progress each game, and I think just getting better each practice. So I'm excited. I think that they have a lot of potential. So I think they all want it. And if they do, I think they have a lot of growth still this season.
And then, Coach, you got your home tournament upcoming here for Saturday. A lot of good teams coming in. This seems like it'll be a pretty good test for the group coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll play some good teams. I'm excited. I mean, Kemper is rated second in 3A, so that'll be a great match to see how we stack up against them. It's always a super competitive match with them. And yeah, overall, I think Saturday tournaments are always a good test. It's a mental test for them, a physical test, just being able to, you know, play the whole day and play multiple matches in a row. So it's always great to start out with that tournament and just kind of develop some of that mental toughness and grit there. So it'll be a good test. I'm excited.
And then, Coach, next week back in NCC play to face off against Algona. Just thoughts about Bulldogs, of course, Battle Highway 169 rivalry as well.
Yeah, Algona will be a good team. I know that they have some talent, especially some younger talent on their team. So it'll be fun to see how we, you know, stack up and play them. I'm excited to have a home match. We love when our fans are there, being able to support us and having that student section, I think always helps the girls too. So, and typically they, you know, Algona brings a good fan base as well. So I think it'll be a really exciting night in the gym, and the girls are excited. They love playing in front of the Humboldt crowd. So they're super excited to be at home, and it'll be a fun match.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time, and want to wish you best of luck for the tournament coming up on Saturday and more NCC play next week.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.